DW.
Here in the sweltering courtyard in Cairo is where Hala often comes to work. Hala is the founder of a startup called Heyui. The cafe is packed despite the 100-degree heat. She usually wears headphones to block out the noise, which today is making an interview impossible. So the conversation moves online, where she explains how she came to launch her own startup.
So when I was registering my company, the man looked at me and says, I need a document proving that this person is not a lawyer. I then went to three different places in Cairo, and it wasn't a pleasant experience at all. And then when I came back and I said, this paper doesn't exist, he was like, oh, no, okay, because you went through all this trouble, I'll let you go.
That's basically the essence of her work, helping other startups fight their way through Egypt's bureaucratic jungle.
And I'm a lawyer, so this should be easy for me. It took about 3 weeks to complete the transaction. And it was such a headache. One of the biggest headaches I have. And that's not normal. It's not normal for me to say, me registering my company is one of the hardest things. That's not normal.
The 24-year-old launched her business a year ago. She and two other good friends currently have 9 clients. The name of the startup, Heyui, roughly translates to my right. Hala's startup won a spot in a Google mentoring program called Startup Accelerator. More than 500 startup founders from the Middle East applied, but only 12 were selected. Salim Abid is the head of the Google developer ecosystem for the Middle East.
If you take any example of any countries in the Middle East and you look to the local problem, who is going to solve the local problem? We believe that local problem can be better understood by local developer and local entrepreneurship, and they can provide a better solution.
As part of the program, more than 100 Google experts help startups across the globe take their first steps, answering questions from finances to marketing needs.
I believe startups are important everywhere, but I'm going to say the opportunity are limited in the Middle East, and startups are a critical component of increasing the opportunity to developer, women, entrepreneurs.
Startups in the Middle East have been reaping the rewards. One example is the website souq.com, an e-commerce platform that was bought by Amazon in 2017 for $580 million, and which currently employs around 3,000 people. Another example is a taxi app called Careem, which Uber bought in 2019 for roughly $3.1 billion. But even if Middle Eastern startups can bring about technological advancements, not to mention social and economic progress, they face more difficult challenges than in, say, Europe. Jamil Wine is a U.S. economist and has been researching young companies for years.
Not all governments in the region have the same level of access to resources nor the same degree of efficacy. So you might see a country like the UAE, which can take a very, very intentional, well-financed approach. However, countries like Jordan, where you also have a lot of startup activity and a lot of smart people, are not necessarily going to have the same level of far-reaching, dynamic kind of government support. The governments are moving at different speeds, despite having a shared political will to support startups.
Hala knows this problem all too well. There's far too little financial support in Egypt, and also too much bureaucracy. But that doesn't mean it's a problem easily fixed by outsiders, she says.
No Western individual, with all due respect, can understand the needs of Middle Easterns. They won't get it. They won't understand the system. They won't understand the people. They won't understand the ifs and the buts, and they won't be able to do it the way that an Egyptian would.
Plus, there's also the question of what it's like for women to launch a startup in the Middle East.
What I would encourage girls to do is to have develop thick skin. Don't expect anyone to be nice to you. Don't expect people to treat you fairly, and to understand that you are 10 times stronger than anything that anyone can send your way. And that's the truth.
In the meantime, Hala and her two co-founders are working from home or from a cafe. They're hoping to soon have new clients, an investor, and their own office. That's the next big goal. DW.